The Ellen G. White Position. Ellen White's position, which she held for years, fully supported the concept that the Advent movement itself met the specifications of the Bible prophecy of. Conradi held that the reformers of the 16th century preached this message and thus met the specifications of this prophecy. In Testimonies, Volume 9, page 19, Ellen White wrote, "In a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as watchmen and light-bearers. To them has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. They have been given a work of the most solemn import, the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages. There is no other work of so great importance. They are to allow nothing else to absorb their attention. The most solemn truths ever entrusted to mortals have been given us to proclaim to the world. The proclamation of these truths is to be our work." See also Volume 5, p. 206. Regarding the interpretation of, Conradi held that events in Turkey and the East in 1844 were the fulfillment of the prophecy that at the end of the 2,300 years the sanctuary would be cleansed. But note the following from the pen of Ellen White. The question, "What is the sanctuary?" is clearly answered in the scriptures. The term sanctuary, as used in the Bible, refers, first, to the tabernacle built by Moses, as a pattern of heavenly things, and, secondly, to the true tabernacle in heaven, to which the earthly sanctuary pointed. At the death of Christ the typical service ended. The true tabernacle in heaven is the sanctuary of the new covenant. And as the prophecy of is fulfilled in this dispensation, the sanctuary to which it refers must be the sanctuary of the new covenant. At the termination of the 2,300 days in 1844, there had been no sanctuary on earth for many centuries. Thus the prophecy, "Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed," unquestionably points to the sanctuary in heaven. Thus those who followed in the light of the prophetic word saw that, instead of coming to the earth at the termination of the 2,300 days in 1844, Christ then entered the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, to perform the closing work of atonement preparatory to his coming. The historic position of Ellen White and the Church on the subject of the sanctuary and Christ's intercessory priesthood is well expressed in these words. "I know that the sanctuary question stands in righteousness and truth, just as we have held it for so many years. It is the enemy that leads minds off on sidetracks. He is pleased when those who know the truth become engrossed in collecting scriptures to pile around erroneous theories, which have no foundation in truth. The scriptures thus used are misapplied; they were not given to substantiate error, but to strengthen truth.